This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You are a member of your household, but only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Good afternoon.
Hello, Charlie.
Before we get started today, I think it's very, very important that we introduce to you our brand new feature entertainment reporter. It's something we've been looking for on the show for quite some time.
Yeah.
Just, not a pro, just an amateur citizen who can give us the lowdown. We have a backlog of material that she's provided for us, but that's why we're getting to the VMAs, the video music.
She's an everyday Joe.
She is an everyday person, and she really has her finger on the pulse of Hollywood, so without further ado, let's take a listen, shall we?
And the show that I will be doing is called Fun After Summer.
Ah.
Yeah. And it will be, the show will basically be about me going to school,
right,
having fun,
right,
doing, it's right, called Fun After Summer.
Yeah.
And it will be.
Is she young?
I think she's 55.
Is she that old?
I believe so, yes.
I am going to school.
Oh, she's going to school, but she's going to school late in life.
Oh, I see.
And
like a GED?
The summer thing that I will be doing.
Rob, I really wanted to hear her.
Going shopping with
hold
my
on
friend.
A second. I wanted to hear her
oh,
review.
You didn't want to hear the preamble.
I'd like to hear the, get right to the entertainment reviews of, I think she's got a problem with Britney Spears.
On this segment, this is the segment we call Meat and Potatoes.
Yeah, this is just meat and potatoes spitballing.
What I thought of their VMAs was really disappointing.
Yeah.
They're disappointing.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially to be in Vegas. What was I thinking? Oh, nobody goes in Vegas. I mean, come on.
What?
Just because people like to party?
Yeah.
They do.
Hello?
I mean, the worst of all was the starting performance.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
I mean, Britney, who cares?
Exactly.
She lost custody to her children.
Ooh.
What more does she want?
Donald,
see, she's hard-hitting,
she's
Rob.
Telling it like it is.
You know, and that's what we were looking for. Somebody can really cut through it all.
Pulls no punch.
I mean, everybody takes shots at celebrities, but nobody does it with any real style.
Right.
Yeah.
Does she have a name?
I think her name is Tina.
Her attorney fired her.
Uh-huh.
Or something.
Something.
Or quit or something.
Something.
But she fired her attorney or something. Or maybe it was like her head. Or something.
Yeah, hold on a second.
Yes.
I have to give credit where credit is due. You know, I'm all about giving credit.
Well, Tina deserves a lot of
credit. Well, she does. And, you know, this is not my find alone, Rob. This is, I have to credit that fabulous website, YouTube.
Yes.
Because, I mean, if you like the audio, the video is even better. And, of course, our wonderful friend, Paris Hilton.
Oh, and you know what about him?
Yeah.
Here's what I love about Paris Hilton.
What do you like about him, Rob?
What he may lack in a work ethic, or if he may not have his finger on the pulse of
right.
America,
uh-huh.
He is clean.
Yes.
He is put together.
Right.
And he's the kind of guy that you'd like your daughter to date.
Well, he's discovered her. I can't take full credit, but that's neither here nor there. Let's hear more of lovely Tina.
Tina.
I do her own hair for the VMAs.
Uh-huh.
And she looked like fat. I mean, come on.
What?
I mean, her song is not even good.
Right.
55-year-old Tina found Britney to be fat.
She's just telling it like it is. No, please don't interrupt her anymore.
That, give me.
Okay.
Give me some.
And I won't either.
Give me.
The last thing we want to do is interrupt the flow.
Exactly.
Give me. Whatever. It's so sucky.
I agree.
Hey, Buzz.
Yeah? Oh, sorry.
Buzz, you're interrupting Tina.
I'm simply supporting
her. Now, if we're all going to interrupt her, we're not going to hear her piece.
That's true. Let her speak her piece.
Thank you.
It's like...
And here it is.
Her, back when she was dating Justin Timberlake.
Oh, here we go.
I mean, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it lasts forever until she met her, until she married Kevin Federline. It went all downhill.
Watch out there.
I mean, yeah, all downhill. Because Kevin Federline tried a copy of Justin Timberlake's style.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Does she have a cold?
I think she might be a little hay feverish.
Has for 40 years.
Sure.
Of what he wears, Justin Timberlake always goes to the award show.
Don't interrupt Tina.
You're right, Mike. You've never been more
press
right.
Press the damn button.
Looking fabulous, you know, hot and all that.
Yeah.
Wearing a suit and a tie and a cargo shirt, always. Always.
Oh, yeah. May I interrupt again, please? I have to say, you said
practice
that.
What you preach.
The answer is she is hot.
Thank you. That's what I wanted
to
know.
Hot as balls.
Thank you for knowing.
Right. Celebrity she most resembles?
Boy, that's a tough one now. You know, there's so many beautiful women that she's a hybrid of.
Like many supermodels.
That's what she resembles, a hybrid.
To match the pants with the shoes and stuff. Always.
Always.
It's a Prius.
So then one day.
Sloped in the back.
I hear that. Kevin Federline.
Metallic
comes
finish.
To one red carpet with the same style.
Sci-fi.
And was
stop
voted
it.
As yeah. for best dressed.
Huh?
And you know, that never happens.
What?
Only Justin Timberlake would get that best dressed stuff.
Hey, now stop that tape.
No mocking.
You do not mock my Tina.
I don't think that was me.
Yeah, I mean, I might have discovered her from other people, but she's my Tina today.
I might have been Joe.
She's my Tina.
I'm going to launch an investigation.
She's my Tina.
It's Mike's Tina.
Mike's Tina.
Mike O'Mara's Tina.
Absolutely.
Kevin told me.
Spell IHOP.
Stole the idea. Stole his style.
What?
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
What?
I'm very pissed at that.
Whoa.
But I'm over it.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
Justin is a great guy.
Who?
Justin.
Can sing way better.
Thank you, Buzz.
Anybody who's still like NSYNC, get lost. Mm-hmm. NSYNC are over.
Right.
It's over.
Time's up.
Nope. But they're not native NSYNC anymore. I used to like their CDs. Nope. Got rid of all of them.
They're out of sync.
And...
Yeah.
I got rid of Britney Spears CDs.
Oh, back to that.
Ha! Yeah, I don't like that.
Right.
Love it.
Britney.
Yeah.
Okay. And, well.
What?
She's lost her way.
No, she has not.
She hasn't.
She's on point.
I know this might be a funny show, but.
What?
You know.
It's called a transition, Robin.
Segue. It's you.
I don't know what the next episode will be, but it will be something. Something special that all you guys will see.
Special.
So from me to you. Oh, my wonderful fan.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good night.
Oh,
good night to you, sweetheart.
Bravo.
That was
Bravo.
Lame.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, that is how you start a radio program.
I love it.
Yes, get to it, Robbie. Press some buttons.
Don and Mike Show.
Wow.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Leave Britney alone!
Yeah, right.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now!
So good.
So good.
Tina,
what
so good.
What about the vagina?
Oh, Tina.
Yeah, for Tina. Hi, Tina.
Can I give me a C? This show is great.
Yes, it is great.
This show is going to deal with all the personations
what?
Of...
I can't hear you, Meryl.
This guy you know.
Yeah.
This good lady you know. I'm Julia Child.
Oh, Julia
what
Child.
What about the vagina?
Oh, Tina.
Johnny, this show is on myself.
No,
no, it's not.
No, it's...
Uh-huh.
Right.
Cha-ching.
Thank you. Not how it goes.
He prefers to be treated like a dog.
Yes, he does.
And also a toilet. Right.
Not to change the topic, but have you had a colostomy lately?
Oh, I got more
what
on
the
that.
Bleep happened here?
I don't know, Larry.
Why do you favor
I rape? Don't, Larry. Don't say that again.
It smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Well, we're here.
Mommy boobies.
Uh-huh.
Ah,
oh,
cool.
Where to go?
Thank
many
you.
Happy returns.
Thank you.
Nice and ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
Here's Don and Mike.
Well, hail, hail. The gang is all here on this lovely Wednesday. Don is not here. He is on his way back. He will be back on the show tomorrow, dealing with the death of his father and having a tough time down there. I'm talking to him today, but he's looking forward to coming back and being on the show tomorrow. Once again, we wish him well. Tough couple of days for him.
Can't wait for him to meet Tina.
Yeah, I think he's going to love Tina.
Yeah, sure. Well, who doesn't?
If you're really nice, I think we've got Tina singing perhaps later if we can find that.
Well, I should be very nice then.
That is just classic. I love Tina. Tina will be our feature entertainment reporter from now on.
I don't know how you nailed that deal down.
Oh, welcome back. Hello, Buzz.
Hi.
Here we all are again. It is Wednesday. What is the date today? I have no
14th,
idea.
Isn't
is this the 14th
uh-huh.
of November?
Yeah.
And get on the line to get on the air. What's the phone number, Rob?
It is 1-877-365-3636.
What is the forecast right now, Rob? What's the forecast outside?
It is mild, probably a mild and humid 67 degrees, but watch out. Cold front coming in tomorrow.
Well, I'll tell you something, Rob Spiewak. I've got a little something for everybody on the show today.
Really?
A little something for Buzzito, a little something for you. Now, well, I'm going to gain closure for you. I've got a little more. I did some research. That's what I want to tell you.
Good.
Just a little bit of research. I didn't discuss this with you before the show.
No, you didn't.
But it's pros and cons for your upcoming procedure. There was so much interest.
Oh, good.
Yesterday.
Oh, I'm so glad we're getting back to this.
You know me, Rob. You know, I'm often want to mine for gold. If there's more gold to be had.
It ain't gold.
I might as well go for it.
At the very best, it's sort of an off-white.
But and I also want to talk about something that disturbed me last night, a discussion between my lovely lady and I. But but Foist.
Not about my balls.
No, it's not about yours.
Thank you.
Not at all. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air.
Boy, you guys are definitely the greatest show ever, man.
God bless you, sir. I gotcha.
What a shame that I hit the dump button.
That's the
that.
Back room guy
it
making
is.
A rare appearance.
It is.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello? Hello, are you there, caller? Oh, caller.
Is the caller there?
Well, anyway, the caller is not there. Let's try this one. They're up and operating, hopefully.
Yeah, they are.
Hello, Don and Mike Show, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to know if Rob Spiewak enjoyed the globe that he got from Hitler's eBay auction today.
I'll tell you what, I paid a lot more than I wanted to. Uh-huh.
What is he talking about?
Remember Hitler's globe?
Hitler's globe with the bullet holes in it, remember, that was up for auction?
Yeah, did you get it?
I did.
Sold. Hitler's globe?
How much did I pay again, Buzz?
$115,000.
Hey, you know what? Speaking of bidding online, you know, I'm somewhat of a popular Red Sox fan.
Yes,
Rob.
You are.
I went
are
on
you the,
president
of Red Sox Nation?
No, I'm not. That's Jerry Remy.
Oh, okay. I'm
Jerry
I
Remy.
That was you.
But I know the president of Red Sox Nation.
Next year.
Yes, thank you very much. I went online today because I get emails from MLB.com where I buy all my stuff, T-shirts and stuff.
Look
and
at you.
They have an auction now for all the collectibles, and they just started. Now, after the World Series, I don't do a lot of bidding on these kind of auctions because I think it's going to be a ripoff right after the World Series.
But you're awfully good at it.
I am good at Well, I know myself a bargain when
I
see one.
I've heard that you are a master bidder.
Thank you, Rob. Rob's brought his A game today, hasn't he, Buzz?
So.
Feel free to come out of the studio and just smack him when he does
that
again.
I'll be over shortly.
So I get on online, and I'm looking. I like jerseys. I like me the jerseys.
Sure.
And the jerseys are... I would say for a game-worn jersey, the average price probably is $1,000 right now. If you got
any game or a World Series,
this is any game. This is game-worn. There's more. You pay more money for the away jerseys because they have the name of the player on the back,
right?
And they have the certificate of authenticity. So there were some for $1,000. I think there were some for like $2,500.
Whoa!
And then I thought I saw a typo. Because I get on the site and it has Hideki Okajima,
okay,
and they give all the Red Sox players. They got Mike Lowell, mm-hmm. David Ortiz, mm-hmm. Manny Ramirez. They've got all these guys, and then I see Hideki Okajima, $12,500, and I said that's got to be $1,250.
Yeah, sure.
It's still amazingly expensive,
sure. Right?
But it's got to be probably a typo. And then I realized no.
Wow.
This is today the Red Sox announced they're going to start the season in Japan, halfway around the world. They're going to go to start their baseball season, but that's what it is. I think this is because the craze that is Japanese baseball. I think that's why it's $12,500.
So you think Japanese bidders have driven up the price? Is that what you're saying?
It's got to be.
Because I
went deeper into it, and they had another jersey from one of the Japanese players, and it also was like over $10,000 for just a regular game-worn jersey, I thought was amazing.
It's not fair. We can't compete with wealthy Japanese businessmen.
Well, I immediately stole someone's identity and got it.
Good for you.
So it'll be coming to my house for Christmas. I am looking forward to that. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You are on the air. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, I'm going downtown. I'm going to see my gal.
I'm going to sing her a song. Hell, I'll probably show her my ding-dong.
Is there any particular reason that you chose to share that with us?
No, I just wanted you to know.
What's that from, since you didn't write it?
I would have to say that that is from Cheech and Chong.
Oh, Cheech and Chong. If you're going to quote song lyrics, we'd like to hear real rockers, and like the British guy that calls
it. If you're going to quote Cheech and Chong, please, a character voice.
A character voice would be appreciated.
Dialect.
Hello, Jeff. You're on the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, what's up? This is Cato Jones.
Is this the same guy that's going to... Is this the same... Are you going to talk about that other radio show?
No, I'm calling to talk to you about Darla. What's up with Darla, man?
Darla? Tell us about Darla.
No, your girl Darla.
It's not Darla.
Yeah, you did.
Wait, hold on. I'm not going to tell him what the real name is. I smell a rat here.
Yes, I agree.
There's a landmine in our future. What, Rob?
How long have you been dating one of the little rascals?
Darla. What? Are you still there, Jeff?
Yeah, I was just calling to see if y'all was having a bad time with Darla.
I'm not having a bad time with no. Darla. What would give you the impression, Jeff, that I'm having a bad time with Darla?
Well, y'all was having a little bit of trouble with those Marines, wasn't you?
No, as a matter of fact, if you had listened to the show yesterday, Jeff, you would know that the only slip that I made when I was discussing that was the fact that I referred to Darla as my wife.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Darla, well, that's right. She ain't your wife.
She's not my wife. No, she's not. Yeah. But it was a. I would think, Jeff. Hold on a second. I would think that that type of mistake would indicate that things are very good, which they are. Things could not be better. Uh-huh. As a matter of fact, we were watching a little risque TV the other night,
hey,
and I want to talk
for
about
you.
That.
Good for you.
Was it the Family Guy?
It was the Family
Guy.
Drink
a little bit of MGD.
MGD?
Miller Genuine Draft.
I don't drink MGD. I'm. I go with the. With some of the imports occasionally, your Heineken Light, your Mad Dog 2020.
Oh, are you down with OPP, though?
Jeff, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Why,
Carla.
Carla, why are you concerned about this, Jeff?
Well, you know, Cato Jones can handle anything you want. All right. So, you know, if you have a problem with Darla,
yeah,
just give me a call.
Hey, Jeff, can you do me a favor?
Yeah, brother, man.
Can you give me a real good oh, yeah? Can you give me a real good oh, yeah?
Sugar Rye.
I knew it.
I didn't think that was his real voice.
That was Jeff Carla.
And by the way, isn't Darla the evil twin?
Darla is Carla's
evil twin.
That's what I thought. We've never met her. She's a lovely lady.
Don't you have an evil twin called Bud?
Bud is Buzz's evil twin.
No, Bud Burbank.
Hello, Tom. You're on the Don and Mike Show.
Bad Bud.
Yeah, I was wondering if that Hideki Eczema jersey comes with a certificate of ethnicity.
I think it might. That's everybody's got their A game on. But I was speaking of Darla. Darla and I were watching TV the other night, and this is just a random question that I have. We're watching, we're skimming around, and we come up on, it was not even like Cinemax, but it was something very erotic. And it was not one of the movies that you would see like on 593 or the porno channels or anything like that. But it was a sex scene that we came upon. And I noticed with Darla, my wife, that the guy was really making an amazing amount of noise. And so I casually said to Darla, I looked over to her and I said, no, not that kind of noise. He was making the noise.
Sure.
He was making the kind of noise you would. And I said to her, you know, that's such BS. I looked at it. I said, that's BS. Because guys, really, in real life, guys don't make any sound.
No.
And she paused. And I said, why are you pausing? And then she gave me kind of a quizzical look. Now, I don't know if she was really working me or whether she was BSing or what
she
the story.
She knows you very well and knows that would make you.
But that, you know, that begs the question. When I was watching these two people on TV, it was two nights ago.
Uh-huh.
And I said, in real life, you know, on a large scale, I'm looking over at Buzz.
You know,
Buzz, I swear
to
God, if you say yes, I'm going
to
kill you. Yeah, there he is.
Johnny.
Buzz is immediately smirking at me right now.
And you can guess the kind of ring that got him that nickname.
You know, we have the parameters on the show right now. In the old days, I could have mocked the sound the guy was making.
Right. Uh-huh.
I can't do that now, can I?
No, not really.
I can't really do it, but the guy was doing the heavy breathing. How's that? Boy, that's real controversial.
Animal-like, perhaps bear-like grunting
noise. Yes, but really loud, like outdoing her, you know, 20 to 1. It was, and I looked at her and I said, guys don't make that sound. Men don't make that kind of sound like on a regular basis. That's ridiculous.
There might be isolated moments of sound. At certain moments.
Yeah, but even that.
But that's brief.
Even that, you know, yeah, you're talking about the final, you know, the ending.
Yes.
The crest.
But exactly.
I don't get guys. I don't think they do this. And then Carly gave me, what was the response? The response was, It was just one of those.
are you ready for counterpoint?
Yeah, I'm ready for Michael counterpoint. Michael Elston is Buzz Burbank. All right, before I get his, I'm going to go. Hold on a second. I got a Red Sox stuff guy. I think we've got my friend from the Red Sox that's online right now. Ah. Is this Manny?
Hola, muchacho.
Hey, there he is.
Manny, how you doing? It's great to hear from you again. Manny, can I just tell you, I really appreciate you calling the show because, you know, I'm a huge fan.
Yeah, it's good.
You're a really, really good guy. Do you know anything about this $12,500 Hideki Okajima jersey?
I don't know why it be so much. He pretty much sucked. He ain't no poppy.
He's no poppy.
No. He's no me.
You're right. He's not you.
Hey, Manny.
He's not the man.
See?
When you are with your lover, do you make a lot of noise?
So kind of the question of the day, Manny.
What kind of noise I make?
Well, you know, I think we can say sex noise.
Grunting. Animalistic sexual noises.
Oh, of course.
Oh, you do?
Why scream?
That's buzz clapping.
You scream, Manny?
Yeah.
Really? What does it sound like? Thank you, Manny.
That's it.
That's Manny Ramirez, ladies and gentlemen.
He's
Buzz,
great.
Now seriously, she said to me, that was the response I got. The response was, And I immediately said, no. Yeah. And the question was, you know, have you been with men that have done that? And
of
she
course.
Wouldn't give me a straight answer.
Well, I think she answered you as politely as she could.
What do you mean by that?
Well, obviously she gave you, what I gather from your story, she gave you a knowing smile.
She did, but I'm not sure whether the knowing smile was for the purposes of, you know, getting me going or,
right.
Or
right.
And I don't mean getting me going in the right way.
I now, can't say.
You know her better than anybody.
Yes,
and
I do,
she knows
Rob.
You very well.
Uh-huh. Right.
Would she do that?
You know, I start talking about, everybody wants to talk about baseball stuff right now. Do you make noise? I'll ask you straight up.
Much of the time, yes.
I hate him. Jesus Christ. Of course. Of course.
I find it well received.
Ringo. That's Johnny Ringo, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah,
so on average, you, like, during the whole process.
Mm-hmm. I'd say 3 out of 4 times, but probably.
Are you being serious?
I am. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to regret this question.
I haven't even asked you yet. I'm going to talk to the caller.
No,
he has a question.
Mike.
Oh, you have a question?
But I'm going to regret asking it.
All right, hold on, caller. What's your question?
Are the noises...
Hello?
Yeah, hold on.
Hold,
on.
Please.
Hang on.
Are the noises, like, animalistic, or do you speak?
It's the sort of grunting noises that we talked about. No actual words.
I told you I'd
point.
Hate hearing that answer.
I do regret bringing it up. Hello, you're on the air, sir. What can we do for you?
Sounds yes, like sir, a... man. You know I'm a Dollar's ex-boyfriend, right?
Your Dollar's ex-boyfriend. Thank
yes,
you so
sir.
Much. That's all I'm going to take on
you
that
dated
one.
The evil twin.
Hello, Mike in Sacramento. How you doing? Mike, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike. This is actually Mike from Napa Valley, but anyway.
You know what, and I think that's very important. That you make that distinction. We will not be doing Good Afternoon Sacramento today.
No, we won't.
Although people are clamoring for
always
it.
Do.
The return of it?
We will not be doing that today.
There you go. Hey, I have a baseball.
Yes, sorry, Mark. Mike, slow down. Start again, please. Go ahead.
Okay. When I was a boy, I used to play catch with Bill Buckner. He lived in Napa.
You know what they say about Bill Buckner, don't you?
Yeah, they always remember him for that grounder he missed, but they
well, Don used to say to me that, Mike, slow down, Mike, take a breath. They used to say about Bill Buckner in Chicago, Billy Buck, don't give a...
Yeah, he doesn't care.
So what about Bill Buckner, the greatest villain, really, in baseball history, as far as the Red Sox are concerned?
I know, that's what it always reminded me of. Whenever I hear you talk about the Red Sox, I always wanted to tell you that little baseball trivia that I grew up with.
Well, that's it? That you just played catch with a guy?
Yeah, he used to play catch when I was a boy. He was
nothing
he
else.
Was
like he wasn't
hero.
He wasn't drunk or he wasn't he didn't touch you or anything like that.
And when he touched
no,
you,
that
did
was
he...
his brother Bob.
Oh, okay.
When
thanks
he touched
lot.
You, did he make a lot of noise?
He's gone, Rob. I've gotten rid of him. Al, you're on the Don and Mike show.
Don't
how are you, Al?
Don't know why.
Hey, Mike, love you in Frisco.
Oh, Al, very good. I'm glad.
On the Okajima, was it in yen?
He's a fag.
He is not just because he's from San Francisco, Rob.
I believe that you can be from San Francisco and be straight, but if you're from Frisco, you're gay.
Everybody, you got it going against you in here, Al.
Was it in yen?
No, it was actually dollars, $12,500.
U.S. dollars.
Now, the zippers, were they horizontal?
Okay, thank you very much. Let's go to Tommy.
What does that even mean?
Tommy in Virginia.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Hello, Tom.
Hey, guys. I got something for you all.
You've got something for us.
Yes, I do.
He makes noise.
What do you have, Tom? I'm not asking,
oh,
Buzz.
My God.
Watch it.
Yeah, watch it. What, Tom?
Listen.
What?
I'm all ears.
All right, what's going on, guys?
Oh. Tom, what are you doing? Tom, what are you doing?
Wait, Tom.
Uh-oh.
What's happening, Tom?
Listen. Keep listen.
I'm listening.
Pick it up, guys. This is it. WCXS 94.5.
Tom?
Yes?
Tom, are you playing a tape of yourself?
Yep.
Is that from your radio show?
Yep.
Tom, would you sing along to this song for us, please?
Yeah.
All right. Good. We haven't heard this in a long time.
Okay.
Looking forward to this.
Big wheels keep on turning.
Opening of the show is somewhat of a theme today.
Really long, but I knew.
Okay, Tom. Hey, Tom.
Yeah?
Tom, we have to go now. Thanks for calling.
Why? What are you guys here for?
We've got to take some more phone calls, okay, Tom?
Can I take some phone calls with you all?
No, you can't take phone calls with us, Tom.
Tom, real quick, though, can you spell Alabama?
Alabama, Tom.
Alabama?
Yep.
Yes.
Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Alabama.
All right.
Concentrate, Tom. Don't pay attention to the music.
Okay.
Alabama. Spell Alabama.
Alabama?
Alabama.
I do not know.
Yeah. Oh, he doesn't know. A stumper for Tom Gavin.
Wow, we would have accepted the abbreviation.
Yes, that's a terrible shame. Hello, Rob. You're on the Don and Mike Show.
I know.
Rob, not you, Rob.
How's that?
I don't need that, Rob. Hello, you. Rob definitely took his energy drink before the show started today. Yes, Rob, what can we do for you?
This is Peter North.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to give you my professional advice.
Crickets, Rob.
It's called acting. Look it up. I'm a professional.
And then the buzzer. There we go. Okay. Hey, Howard, you're on the Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
How are you?
Listen, man, I have the perfect solution for you. Seriously, because I have a PhD in this.
PhD in what?
You have to make love to her in the back room. From 10 to 1. That's what your problem is.
Well, wait, hold on a second. I mean, I'm talking about whether men make noise or not. I have a perfectly healthy relationship with Darla.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
It's this jackass again. It was the back room guy.
He's obsessed with
10 to 1.
Hello, Roger. You're on the Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
I was thinking that Iwo Jima jersey or whatever the guy's name is.
Hideki. Hideki. Oh. And now he's got me. Hideki Okajima.
I think that's it.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's probably the conversion factor from yen or whatever it is. Yeah, because that would be a lot.
Oh, you don't
like
know what you're talking about.
Everyone believes it's yen.
But didn't you say there was another Chinaman's jersey that was
It's Japanese, Rob.
Okay.
They're Japanese.
But wasn't it also expensive?
Yeah, I think so. But the one that jumped out was, now I'm thinking conversion from yen.
No,
yeah.
No, you mustn't.
Yen is less than the dollar, right?
But it had a
dollar. It wouldn't be 12,500 yen.
If yen is worth less than the dollar, then it would be.
Does anybody know?
No, I'll look it up, though.
I haven't converted any in days.
Let's get our conversion.
Did you see
our
a
conversion
dollar
sign? Tables out here. Yeah, I saw $12,500.
Because I've been on the eBay before, and I've seen stuff listed in pounds.
Right.
And for that, they have to put the L thing.
No, this looked to me like it was a legitimate, jersey for $12,500.
Was the caption in English?
It was totally English.
Well, English?
Hello, Mike. You're on the Don and Mike Show.
Mike.
I'm here.
I wondered, when you're with Darla, do you set the mood by putting on The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald?
Yes, every single time.
And now, is this a new thing?
Superior, it said, never gives up a dead on the good lake. Is it the big lake?
I think the big lake.
The big lake that, you really think about that when I ask you those things. You know that? I look at you and I really ask, and you really
want
to get it right.
I want to get it right.
It's the big lake.
But this guy is now 2 days in a row. He's called with this. I don't want this to be a regular caller.
Well, I have to take a vasectomy call right now.
Oh, okay.
I didn't ask for any of them. I swear to God.
Sure.
I did not. Hello, Robert. You're on the Don and Mike Show.
Hi. Yeah, it's a vasectomy question. So, Rob, are you still thinking about getting a vasectomy?
All the time.
Constantly.
How about that? I was thinking about getting a vasectomy. Isn't that something?
Well, let me tell you.
Why don't you come? We can perhaps get it done together.
Are you doing How About That? Isn't that something?
How about that?
Very good. Thanks so much. It's funny that Robert brings that up because I actually did a little internet research myself.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Can't tell you how much I appreciate
hey,
it.
This is perfectly legitimate. What I hold in my hand here, and we're going to get to this a little bit later in the show.
From Wikipedia?
It says why. No, this is not Wikipedia. This is a legitimate medical website. I'm not sure the title of it. Yes, it is. It's www.vasectomydoctor.com. And it's very innocent, Rob. It says right up here, why have a vasectomy?
Okay.
And then underneath, reasons for a man to have a vasectomy.
Okay.
And reasons for a man not to have a vasectomy.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
Is that a pro or a con?
That's a con, actually. Yeah. That has nothing to do with your decision, right?
We can talk.
Okay, very good. I've got actually another thing that I went to, though, that's not on the vasectomy doctor.
Okay, what is it?
It's just a little story. It's a little story about you and vasectomies, and I think it'd be very important
I'm
for you
in
to,
it?
You'd like to hear this story before we actually proceed with the procedure.
Love when you tell a story.
I love to tell a good story. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air.
Yeah, Mike.
When, yes.
Rosie O'Donnell buys clothes, aren't hers priced by the pound?
Okay, we've got Shecky. It's Shecky Day.
It is.
We're getting very, it's dangerous Wednesday Shecky Day.
It's Shecktober.
Shecktober.
Here's the real answer if you're interested.
Yeah. The real answer about yen?
Yes, 12,500 okay. Japanese yen equals $111 in U.S. and 88 cents.
So that's legit. It's $12,500 for a jersey.
Apparently
the
so.
Other ones are anywhere from about $2,000 to probably $5,000 for like the superstars.
Unless nobody wants this jersey and it is yen and it's going for $100.
No, this is $12,500 and I want you to buy it for me for Christmas.
All right.
Thank you.
I was going to go magazines. But...
Hello, Wade. You're on the Don and Mike Show.
Well, good jersey.
It's Quaid.
Craig? What?
Did you know,
hello? Huh?
Know where, Dustin Pedroia is from?
Dustin Pedroia? I do not. I think he might be from Sacramento.
He's from Woodland, near Sacramento.
Well, it's the same thing.
What's his jersey going for?
Probably, I think, with his name on it, I think it's going until they found out he was, even though he's Rookie of the Year, Rob.
Yes.
I believe it went for $14.95. Pixie! Wade, so I guess you're from the area too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, congratulations. Thanks for the
call. Thank you
very much. Julie,
hope, I really, really hope you have a great day. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Rookie of the Year.
Josh, you're on the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I got a question for Buzz.
Yes, Buzz is right here. Go.
Hey, Buzz, when you going to come back to Wichita and run for mayor, man? We really need you back here.
Oh, they won't have me there. That'll never happen.
You should go back to Wichita and make a lot of noise.
You don't have any skeletons in your closet, do you, Buzz?
Oh, they're all in Wichita, yeah. So
but I think
right.
of anybody I, on the show, if anybody could mount some sort of a serious presidential campaign, or a woman for that matter.
He mounts anything.
I think, Buzz, you would probably best fit the bill. I think you'd be a great candidate.
I would like to be America's second black president.
That would be fantastic. I wish you the very best of luck.
Thank you.
Buzz Burbank for president.
I think he'd do better at a local level.
You think so? Like an sure. alderman?
Yeah, well, because he could meet more people that way.
Dog catcher.
More female constituents.
Donna Mike Show. Hello, hey, it's Mike. You. Yes, go ahead.
When did Hideki Iwo Jima turn Japanese?
Is this a joke?
Loosely.
I guess it was, and I guess he didn't want to stay with it, unfortunately.
A Rick Moranis turning Japanese joke.
Donna Mike Show, you're on the air.
Turning Japanese.
Uh-huh. Hello?
Mike.
Yes.
How much for Jason Veritek's pants?
You know what? I looked on the website. They didn't have pants.
Damn.
I'd pay for pants. I'd put pants up on my wall.
Veritex pants?
Yeah, only if they were game worn.
Oh, yeah. And coaches. I think you could tell.
Game worn and unlaundered.
Coach's pants.
Hey, looks like he slid in these.
All right. We have an evil alert, though, that I want to alert everybody about right now. She's back. Are you aware of this, Buzz?
She's back?
This is bad, bad news. This is very dangerous for everybody listening right now.
I don't like bad news.
I am talking about the personification. The personification of evil in television.
Who dat?
I'm talking about Kathy Lee.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Kathy Lee.
It must be stopped.
Yeah, and it's not like your normal Kathy Lee, you know, comes back and guests on a sitcom. Oh. Kathy Lee comes back to the regular kind of talk show format.
She's getting a show.
She is not. She came on the Today Show today and did that crappy fourth hour with Homa. What's her name?
Hoda Kotb.
Hody Kotb.
Hoda Kotb.
Hody,
hey. Hoda Kotb.
Yeah, and
Natalie Morales.
Right.
And Tiki Barber.
And she was back. Poor Tiki Barber.
Well, you know what Kornheiser said.
What do you say?
They put Tiki on in the fourth hour because there's no fifth hour.
There's no fifth hour of the Today Show. It's really, really amazing that she is back. And she's coming back. I think this is her first foray into getting back the job that she has always wanted.
Do you think she's sort of feeling her way out? I think the Today Show would have her.
I don't know what it is about her, but she was on today. Now, did you get a chance to watch it today?
The whole damn thing.
Are there Kathy Lee-isms that we have here?
I think that you will like to hear her talk about cougars and show her family pictures.
All right, let me see. This is Kathy Lee on the, is it the fourth hour of the Today Show?
Yeah, it starts at 10 o'clock.
This woman is evil. I want to hear it. Now, I don't care. If you think she sounds sweet, just remember, she's very evil lady.
And you know what? Not looking very well.
No, looked a little road-worn.
Road-worn, yeah. You know that concrete abutment that Giff talks about? She's on the other side of that.
She looked like she was a little, I saw one little brief snippet of her where she looked a little hippie.
Like, not like, hey, man.
No, she actually looked like she's a little fat.
Yeah, I agree. She's
all right, let's hear her, okay?
We do have a lot coming up in this show. We're going to make a sharp right turn. Kathy Lee and I are going to be talking cougars.
Now, let's talk about what is a cougar. What is a cougar exactly? How
you are a cougar.
All right, stop it right there. Okay. Immediately. Now, I'm an aficionado of Kathy Lee Gifford.
Okay.
I'd love to hate the woman.
Sure.
Right there, she knows exactly what a cougar is.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Now, she's the opposite, technically, of a cougar, because, gifts in the casket. We all know that already.
But she'd be a cougar to say me.
Yeah, no, she is actually, she would be, but she's not. She knows what a cougar is. She knows all about it. She's lying already.
40s or 50s?
You're sexy. You're intelligent. You have your own
Kathy
means.
Lee Gifford.
You could. Yeah, you actually are my doppelganger. I thought a cougar was a woman who was dating a younger man.
Right. That's
I'm
another
not,
interpretation.
I'm not doing that.
Uh-huh.
But it ain't over yet. The day is young. You don't know what's going to happen today.
Did she make her little eye face that she makes where she closes one eye?
Plenty she made that.
What about Kathy Lee Gifford gets questions from the crowd? Is that any good?
Yeah, that's also good.
All right, it's like cut this. Number six. Let's hear that
okay,
one.
Okay, here we are.
The crowd has questions for Kathy Lee.
Yeah.
Oh, my god. The crowd loves Kathy Lee.
Yeah. Kathy Lee, why are you such a bitch? Look at Kathy.
Okay, who's got the very first question for Kathy Lee? What's your name?
Audrey.
Audrey. Okay, what's your question for Kathy?
My question is for Kathy. I heard you mention earlier that you were going, it's menopause, so I'm wondering how you feel about aging.
All right, stop it right there before she answers.
Okay.
This will be the, she'll maybe make a little flip comment, but then she will go into a very serious answer.
She'll be syrupy
yeah. and she'll be very, very sincere and very phony. Let me hear it.
How do you feel about aging?
It beats the alternative.
All right, flip answer.
I mean, how blessed are we to still be here and still healthy?
That's her. That's her. That's Kathy Lee.
The two things you take totally for granted until you've lost them both, you know. And I have lost privacy in the past.
Oh, she even goes into her privacy. Mm-hmm.
Naturally.
Kathy Lee's privacy.
She's lost her privacy, but she values it so much that she had to come back on a talk show and take questions from the crowd.
Get a wide ass on television.
God, and I know how that feels. But health, thank God, I still have, unless you've heard something.
They also want to know, someone else asked me, how does she look so good? Are you using a special cream? What are you doing?
I've had so much work done. Now, people say, what do you do? I said, I do as little as possible, as often as I possibly can.
Oh, I hate her. I truly do. Kathy Lee, the one and only Kathy Lee.
Visit my website, firekathylee.com.
We'll start that this week. Hey, Don and Mike Show, you're on the air. Hello.
How you doing?
How are you?
Doing great. Tell me you wouldn't want to, touch that fire crotch of hers, though.
No way.
Not anymore.
Kathy Lee? No.
I never really had the steam and undies for Kathy Lee. There's just too much me there.
About 10 years ago, I would have been right there, but now, no.
Well, you still like Vieira, though, and we disagree on that.
Yes,
hello,
I
Don
do.
And Mike Show, you're on the air.
Yes, I do.
She's not.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
This is Daisuke Matsuzaka.
No, Daisuke.
Hello. Manny called you earlier.
Sorry. I can only handle one of those during one segment. Don and Mike Show, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Jim. You're on the Don and Mike Show.
Yes, man. Well, I have two subject matters.
Now, is this going to be one of those calls from that other show?
I'm not going to go for a long time, Mike. No. Basically, I wanted to talk about a sports subject, Stephon Marbury and Zeke, and the monstrosity that they've turned the New York Knicks into. And also,
what show are you calling?
Hey, hold on, Jim. Thanks for the call.
Oh,
appreciate it right now, Jim. Yes, you're on.
Oh, hello,
Rackham. Yes, go ahead, Jim.
Okay, I'm talking about the Isaiah. I'm switching the subject. The Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah, seriously, Jim, you could talk to me about basketball, but I am not a huge basketball fan. I like I like hockey. I like football. I like baseball more than any other sport.
You love
but if you have any
basketball.
Specific sports question,
okay.
think really the best thing to do is to ask Buzz. Buzz can handle anything about any sport because he watches them all and he studies them all. So why don't you direct any question you would have to Buzz?
Well, I got one statement for you.
Okay.
I'd like to find a George Scott shirt.
A George Scott from the Red Sox.
Yeah, man.
I love George Scott. He used to call home runs taters.
I'm a big man.
Yeah.
I was a big kid when I was young, and I grew up looking at George Scott, besides Willie McCovey, but watching George Scott play ball.
You remember George Scott, don't you, Buzz?
Oh, he was great.
Yes,
what did you like best
great.
About him? Buzz was a big fan. What did you like best about him?
His pants.
Do you have any other sports questions for Buzz Burbank?
The mess, Buzz. I mean, they should have got. I mean, granted, everybody's insane. But
thank
now,
you very much. I'm sorry.
I've been watching Round Ball long enough to know that these problems will solve themselves.
Thank you.
Fear not.
I'll tell you this.
Yes, what's that, Rob?
George Scott was great in Patton.
He was fantastic. Yeah, yes, that's the George with the C.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, bastard. Hello, Greg. You're on the Don and Mike Show.
Buzz Burbank.
Hey.
You make me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life.
Shut up! Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oh, I messed up the phones again.
And I'm back at you.
Rob and I were talking about our big fingers, our huge fingers on this little touchscreen.
Yeah,
here.
It's like trying to dial with bratwurst.
Hello, Steve. You're on the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, man.
I'm right here.
This is Krebs.
Krebs?
Joe Krebs?
Yes, Joe Krebs.
This doesn't really sound like Joe Krebs.
What a nice surprise.
But it is a surprise that you're calling. Your voice sounds different on television, Joe.
Well, it's not really my problem. I have a big problem with you, Amir. I hear you talking junk about me.
Well, simply because I think you're one of the worst TV anchors in the history of mankind.
That's what I'm talking about. That's a little offensive to me.
I'm sorry, Joe. I got to call him like I see him. You know, I watch you in the morning, and really, how many times can you describe the jet landing at National Airport when we can all see it on our TV screen? And incidentally, can you give us a goodbye the way you say goodbye?
Bah.
There you go. That's Joe Krebs, ladies and gentlemen.
News 4 is Joe Krebs.
And Barbara Harrison. Let's not leave her out of that
equation.
I'm
sure she was with him.
She's with him today. I saw her today.
She
was wearing another Mamie Eisenhower shirt today. It was delightful.
Hot.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air.
Hi, guys. Vanna White, what do you think?
You mean like tapping it?
Yeah.
You mean like tapping that thing, baby?
Pounding it.
Vanna White.
Not anymore.
No?
I like some Oreo cookies and some milk.
Would you take Kathy Lee or Vanna White?
Nowadays?
Mm-hmm.
Probably Kathy Lee.
Oh, no. Oh, Vanna is much hotter.
You think?
Vanna's still got the, she's got it going on. She keeps herself real pretty, like.
KLG still does, too.
KLG?
The best she can.
He calls her by the nickname.
Sure.
KLG. Hello, Will. You're on the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you know, that jersey might be $12,000 because he doesn't sign.
He doesn't sign?
Yeah, if he doesn't sign memorabilia, then there might be, you know, it might be legitimate.
What's your point? I'm not sure I understand what you're saying here.
I'm just saying it might not be a scam or whatever, you know.
Well, I think what he's saying is that he's not known for signing. So
right, a lot of athletes don't sign.
So if
these jerseys that I'm talking about are game-worn jerseys, not signed.
Oh.
Because they say auto-signed, and that means autographed and signed.
Okay.
Because the ones that the players just were game-worn without autographs were actually about $4,000 to $2,000, and then his shot up to $12,500. I think it's got to be the Japanese crazy thing. That's what
In that case.
In that case, goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Kevin Euclid. Somebody looking for my pants?
Hey, Kevin, can I ask you a question? This has turned out to be the old Red Sox segment, and I hate it so.
It's working. I can tell.
You sweat a lot, Kevin. Are these laundered before you put them on eBay?
Oh, absolutely not. And I had a real problem that day. I had some food in the morning, and, geez, it kind of hit me right game time.
That's good. I look forward to bidding on it. Bid with confidence, right, Rob?
Sour stomach.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, I have to give the people what they want, Rob. I truly do. And
well, Mike, that's what you've always done.
I really, really want to just share some final thoughts, and then that will be it. I swear to God, the word vasectomy will not come out of my mouth.
Are you sure you want to swear to God?
I will not say vasectomy after I finish the next segment.
Will you say procedure?
I will say procedure.
Okay.
But I will not dwell on your vasectomy because I care about you so deeply.
Thank you.
That I researched it today, and I tried to get the good and the bad, and I tried to be like the Fox News Channel, fair and balanced.
I'm sure that you were smiling while you were doing the research. I have to ask this. At any time, did you laugh?
No.
Not, you didn't laugh while you researched?
No, not at all.
You're lying.
No, Buzz will know that this is clinical.
It looks legitimate.
Now, we might have to run this by legal before I read it, but hey, if it's a clinical description of something that happened, I can read it, right?
Of course.
This is not talking about anything sexual.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's talking about, you know, down there.
But sure.
But this is medical terminology. You can feel free to hit the buzzer if I hit on something where we're going into bad territory.
I think the whole thing is about bad territory.
It's it's good, it's bad, and then there's just a little anecdotal story that came from a guy that had a procedure, and I think you're going to really have to make an educated decision after you hear what I have to say.
I got a weird taste in my mouth.
It's the good and the bad about your uglies.
It's going to be wonderful.
All right.
We'll have lots more coming up on the Don and Mike Show. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.